Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. It's time to go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. As we broadcast live here from the Star in Frisco, getting you set for Draft 101, which is tonight. And if you're a big draft fan, you can watch Brian and Zach and the crew at 105.3thefan.com go through all the players and give you a great scout's look at how they evaluate players and stack a board, stuff like that. All the juicy stuff's coming up on 105.3thefan.com. Of course, we'll have the Get Right on the Fan for you starting at 7 o'clock. But here's Woolchuck with that proper round tripper.
Yeah, it was all about Jack Leiter today. Rangers did get the win. You heard it on your home of the World Series champion, Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan, 9-7. Get a series victory, sitting in first place in the AL West. But Jack Leiter, and not all of this was his own fault. We talked about that when we took over with the lapse in really assessment of judging a line drive to Leody Taveras in the outfield there really cost the Rangers big time. But three Ks.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's funny when he, I wonder if it's just because how deep that center field is that you don't, I mean, it's 412 straight away.
Maybe you just didn't judge it right.
And you judge the ball off the bat and you're thinking, man, I don't have room. I don't have room. Wait a minute. I got room, you know, kind of a thing. And you wonder if just that big – I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but he badly misplayed that ball.
Sounds like you're cranking up the old excuse machine to me, Broadus.
No, I was. I just wondered.
I heard you say yesterday it sounded like excuses.
I know. I'm really not. But I just – I wonder if playing in a ballpark that has a 412-foot center field makes you think differently – when you're playing at other places, it's 400 feet to dead center field.
I think it's rational reasoning, absolutely. Because Leody Taveras, to me,
he's got to get that ball.
He does, but yeah. I still think he's out there because he's a good defensive center fielder, and occasionally he'll give you
sliding,
some
diving catches.
Yes,
and ran down a ball in the alley 2 days ago.
100%. And today he was really good in the box. I mean, the dude went ahead and showcased the bat to make up for it. 2 for 5 with an RBI and a run. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the stolen base as well.
There's good things with Taveras, but I would just love it if they could improve that spot. You know, I think he's limited as an athlete. I think he's a legitimate big league player, a pretty good center fielder. But if you're trying to like have a dynasty and stack dubs, he is just he's you know, weak in a couple of key spots, going back on balls in center field. You know, Peasley told us about that the other day, and then it happened again. And at the plate, he is often hesitant, indecisive, you know, doesn't have tremendous power. You know, he's pretty good. And if you're trying to win big, I would love it if they could upgrade that position significantly. And Leiter, that was about as bad as you could have it. I mean, you can look at Leody if you want as a fan, but Leiter knew it. Leiter wasn't going to go after Leody because he knew he'd spent the better part of 3 2/3 innings up into that point screwing everything else up. You know, he looked rattled. He looked
uncomfortable.
Yes, very uncomfortable. It was very nervous. And then his stuff, I thought like the control was bad, and all that might have been adrenaline related. There's very little movement on his fastball. Like, it's hard. It's 96, 97 miles an hour. You're like, great, but it doesn't move enough to fool big league hitters. And that's something that just kind of pops as a pitcher. Like, I don't know how you develop that. So I think it's a massive project. I think what the Rangers should be looking at right now is how do we take the next steps to maybe try to get this guy comfortable? Because he knows he is up against it, and he's not handling it well. Like, the nerves, he was damn near jumping out of his skin. And again, it's a big league debut, so you're patient with it. But what can we do now to see if we can get him out of that mode? I don't think he had any chance to be that successful today when you're in that kind of a high anxiety environment.
I kind of felt like that his changeup was good today.
Yeah.
To me, I would start with the changeup. The first thing I would do is say, listen, good job on the changeup as an out pitch. You know, and now if you know, you could find a way to get a little bit more movement on his fastball, you know, kind of locate it a little bit better. You know, that seems to be where I would start. But his changeup was a good pitch today. But
no, you look at his first at bat with Riley Green. He showed you the stuff that he and he's got it. He has a 95 mile per hour, borderline 96 mile per hour fastball, strike one. 88 mile per hour changeup, strike two. Then a 98 mile per hour fastball that did, to me, look a little bit off the plate, but he got the benefit of the call. That's fine. Called strike three.
I'll never forget those first three pitches.
And that's Riley Green, who's another highly touted prospect from Detroit.
He did it once. You can do it again.
So, like, with him, I think he's got the stuff. It is so mental with him. You're 100% right, and that's why you'd think a guy, hopefully, like Mike Maddux, is a great pitching coach to have to work with a guy, because it's all there. He just needs to pitch freely.
It would be perfect if you're going to be a bad team, and you could be like, hey, dude, go out there and relax. At some point over the next 3 to 4 months, you're going to be like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And then you're going to start pitching. Yeah. But you can't afford that as an organization right now.
It's crazy that you can have quads and hammies like that and not have confidence, you know?
You know,
just own that mound like Evaldi, bro.
Absolutely. He needs to just sit with Evaldi and earn
just alpha classes. We need to get into some of these alpha classes. You know, these alpha 101 classes that they got going on right now.
Do you think he got so beat down mentally the last couple of years that it's going to be hard to get him to
I think he's got a little bit of John Gray in him, where he's a perfectionist, and any little thing that is off eats at him, because he knows the talent and the expectation. Look, you got to remember, you know, how he grew up.
Sure,
right. His dad's a massive big. The pressure's been on him. He was a number two overall pick, considered to be a can't miss prospect, and certainly to this point, his trajectory and his path in the big leagues has not gone as we predicted.
No, it's got to be tough when you're realizing that, and then you know sort of internally the limitations of your stuff, and maybe you're only up because Bradford got hurt, and you're just like, man, I know I'm supposed to be confident. You can see him trying to, like, do conscious breath out there to calm himself
down. Yeah,
it
really was, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I the organization knows it. You can tell he's spoken with, like, a sports psychologist on how to walk yourself through that and calm yourself down. But he failed that test in a most spectacular way this afternoon.
Yeah, the final line, it's not good. Allowed 7 earned runs on 8 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks, and 3 2/3. Allowed those 4 earned runs in the second. I did think, you know, for the mentals, the bounce back in the third was something that impressed me. I wanted to see how do you come back 1-2-3, but in the fourth inning, ran into trouble again, couldn't get out of it. Shout out to Kirby Yates, though. I mean, I think for right now, at least, and I think that this could change. Like, that closer spot, I don't think is anything that's going to get ironed out, and you're going to have a definitive dude that plays that role. I think it'll be like last year. Right now, I think you're going to get a Will Smith-like stretch from Kirby Yates. Now, hopefully, end of the season, it's not like what we saw where Will Smith all of a sudden was a different pitcher in August. But right now, Kirby Yates has found the zone, and I think he's probably your closer moving forward. We just cross our fingers he holds that spot down for as long as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, this is unbelievable. I think it's the best I've felt about a reliever in a long, long time with this organization.
Now, he's probably not going to be available tomorrow, considering what he's done the last couple of days. So maybe that ends up being a Robertson opportunity. We'll have to see that. 9-0, this is from our buddy Jared Sandler. The Rangers are now when Adolis Garcia registers at least one RBI. Rangers going as Adolis' bat goes, it seems like, right there.
He's RBI king, man.
And defensively, I mean, there was this nugget from Buster Olney. I know you saw this, Eric, earlier because you mentioned it, but team leaders in defensive runs saved. This was entering play today. Tied for first the Tigers, the Rangers, and the Royals with 15 defensive runs saved. So again, the outfield, when you look at the arm strength of guys like Adolis, Evan Carter, who would be your center field replacement if indeed you decided to move on from Leody, Wyatt Langford, Leody's one of those guys as well, but even Seager, you know, throwing guys out at the plate as well. So the defense continues to be awesome for the Texas Rangers. That's
early body of work for Evan Carter at the plate for anybody today? Getting on base, finding ways to get on base with the walks and stuff like that, but
slumpage.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you expect though from Carter. Like at least he's not swinging the stick well.
I thought I over-evaluated that
full
one.
Full count Carter though. That's kind
of
his...
I did. I sat there and I said, "Well, here we go. He's going to be, you know, everybody's looking at Wyatt Langford and they're going to and he's just going to fly under the radar and he's going to, you know, he's going to hit 302 and he's going to be on base a ton." And you know, he looks like today he finally got some shots to bat against left-handed pitching, you know, and that didn't turn out very well for him.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you do there. If it continues, I think you have to consider all options, you know, multiple off days. He's still so young, but it comes down to managing success. He had the most possible success you could have early in a career. And I
am
think
I being too harsh?
It does weird psychological things to you, even if you're super stoic. No, I don't think you're being too harsh. Guy's hitting 188.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be hitting sub 200 right now and be getting much in the way of love. Three
hole? Come on.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
I guess I'm just confident that he'll figure it out.
I hope so. I think
it's
we all are,
such
too.
Such a small sample size, and at least the OPS is still high because of the walks.
I blame myself for, like, looking at him last year in those 20-some-odd games he played and what he played through the playoffs, and I was just kind of thinking, like, man, this guy is just going to get right back up on that horse, and he's going to ride to a 302 average, and his on-base percentage is going to be through the roof and all that, this, and, you know, it's been slow. I mean, he just has not – haven't seen great contact. You know, the way he kind of slashes at the ball, I haven't seen that. So I don't know. Maybe I'm blaming myself. I'm not blaming him.
Well, he also has to get used to swinging the stick with an extra 15, 20 pounds on him, right? Because this was the bulk up off season, and maybe you know there's a counterbalance effect going on.
Absolutely.
Well, I believe. I mean, full count Carter, I think he's going to come through, Brian. I think 2 weeks from now, you're going to be like, damn, there's my guy. There's EC.
I called out Adolis for being not selective at the plate. Look what's happened now. So this is my opportunity here.
Tear him up.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, Boach talking about, hey, not a firm target date. Boochy Boach. And happy belated birthday as well, Boach, 69. First baseman Nathaniel Bucci. Lowe. Yeah, a little Boochy Boach. Is that a reference to something I don't understand, the Boochy thing?
No.
Okay, might have gone
John Boochygrass.
Oh, yeah, Boochy Man. Bucci, we need to get Boochy Man back on here for the postseason.
Yeah.
Boochy Badass.
Boochy Badass. Nathaniel Lowe's minor league rehab stints. He's had
Brian,
around
you're
30
this thing tonight
at-bats. Yeah, I'll be fine, Brian. I'm ready for it. So rough estimate there, but to me, they're not really ready to bring him up. We've seen at Double-A Frisco, taking 12 at-bats, been a little bit hit or miss, 1 for 12. But that one hit was a home run for Nathaniel Lowe there in Frisco. Uh-oh. So I just don't think they've seen quite enough to want to go ahead and make the move yet with Nathaniel, but we're getting close. So is Sporzy. Josh Spores closing in on a return to the roster. He's been sidelined, of course, since April 6th, and he's eligible to return April 22nd. And we'll see. On that day, do they make a roster move? Do they bring back Sporzy? Boach said, or Bucci? He's doing well. So hopefully we can get Sporzy back soon.
Anybody nervous about Duran playing first base?
Jesus, Brian, what are we doing over here? We're nervous about everything right now.
I'm just saying, though, there's a couple times the ball went over his head.
He doesn't play it every day.
Well,
He lost it in the overcast, cloudy skies of Detroit.
Weird things happened to Detroit
today.
You can
understand.
Leiter wasn't as bad as you think he was.
Duran's done a nice job at the plate. I'm just saying, though, I'm a little nervous of him playing first base. That's
I
all
tried
I'm
to trade him last year at the deadline. You might remember.
You tried to trade a lot of people.
The hell's going
I do
on
that.
These two crusties, man.
I do that. You know, I do
trade
that.
Trade everybody, damn it.
I mean, you're trying to get us hype for Sporzy back, who had like 10 good days of last year, happened to be in the World Series, so we like him.
He's a gosh darn champion.
Happened to be in the damn World Series, Gavin. So, yes, he's our guy. All right? We need help in the bullpen right now. We need some healthy arms.
Even our World Series legends can't be dependent on right now. Yeah, that's Kirby Yates.
That's
why you got to stay afloat until you get into freaking October, and then you go on another World Series run, damn it. You're still first place in the division. Why are we so down?
Just about to ask you, Walchuk, where are we at in the division right now?
Gosh, first bleeping place.
Sitting in first feels
listening
pretty good.
Listening to these Joes, you'd think we're in last.
I'm not.
No, that's the Astros.
Hey, the
Astros are
wait,
last.
Who's in bar's last place? High, don't you think, Dawson?
Houston Astros.
Bar's high.
Yeah.
Bar's high.
What's the bar?
The bar's high. It's
when
a world
the division
champion.
Gets the, championship. Hey, gets the postseason?
Hey, they didn't win the championship today, Walchuk. What are they doing?
Set
I can't
the damn
believe
bar.
They didn't win the damn championship in April.
What
these
the hell
bleep
do you
holes,
want?
Man.
Mark Church,
figure it out.
By the
Rangers?
Way,
are you nervous about anything about the Rangers?
I don't think you need to be nervous right now. There's no reason to be nervous.
817 says, y'all do realize baseball is streaky, right? I think he's talking to you, Walchuk.
Yeah, I think
he ain't
so
talking
too.
To me. I'm the one that preaches baseball streaky.
Yeah, he's Mr. Baseball is streaky guy. Of course he is.
I mean, all last year, Brian, yeah, it's 162 games. Every game he's coming in like it's the Cowboys. We've just lost the Super Bowl.
That's
here.
Me. No, that's me.
I'll take
Brian's,
that too.
Brian's
don't you
sitting
take
on
the bullets
fence.
For him right now. He's not sitting on the
he's
fence.
He's sitting fence and watchdogging, dude.
He's definitely watchdogging.
I definitely watchdog.
Well, Chuck, we got a little bitching to be bitching situation brewing
are
right now.
Are you bitching to be bitching again, Brian?
I am bitching to be bitching, I'd say.
Good call there.
Anything else?
No, I'm good. Brian's going to bitch about it.
What about the suck fest from our reliever?
Oh, dang it. I got to get to this. Lucius, please, if you can tee this up. I can't believe we almost missed this. This is Pete Fairbanks, former Ranger, by the way.
Pete, yeah.
Brian thought he sucked when he was here with the Rangers. They traded him to the Rays. He's actually pretty good now, but he had a really rough night last night. Here's his post-game interview.
Was it just a matter of command, location, selection, anything specific? No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
Where do you kind of go from here? Is it looking at tape? Is it going through mechanics? Where do you kind of go from here?
You tell me. I've tried that. If you got an answer, I'd love to hear. Just, you know, not going to let it beat me up for... I'll maybe give it till 10. It's 9:44 right now. We'll give it 16 minutes of sulk, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Job well done, Pete Fairbanks.
Well
that's
done,
how you do a post-game interview.
He's got bent head. His face, he's just
he
distraught.
He just sounds so defeated.
He's lifeless.
All two guys that cover the Rays are there asking questions.
Yeah, just yeah. So what's next?
What's next here?
I've tried everything. I mean, the frustrating.
Yeah, I'd love to hear
the
it.
The frustrating nature of baseball. Very streaky sport, Walchuk. I don't know if you know that
very
about
streaky.
Baseball. But, I mean, and when you're down on your streaks, man, you start slumping. It can be tough to pull yourself out of there.
Thank you, Bully.
Thank you.
It's great to have you back.
Man,
it really is.
It
man.
Is for just one
see
day.
See you guys again next Wednesday.
Yeah.
All righty. Next Wednesday, next Thursday?
I think both? I'm supposed to be back Wednesday, okay. Unless you don't want
Wednesday.
Me. Then I'll come back Thursday.
Wednesday. Wednesday.
Thursday it is.
Friday.
Where are we going next, Eric?
All right. We got an NFL and NBA hodgepodge here as we preheat the oven for Draft 101 with the Bully and the Broadus next in the nation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome in. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Star in Frisco. Hope you are having a great day. Thanks for making us part of it. Draft 101 tonight. It is up here at the Star. You're going to have Brian Broaddus and Zach Wolchuk hanging out, talking draft with you, and you can watch that at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. I do wonder if the Get Right might be in the building, and they're interested in coming on here just a few minutes early as we get these technical issues sorted out. But a lot of great stuff happening in the world of sports today, including the Rangers picking up a great win, 9-7. Okay.
Hello, hello.
All right. Sorry about that technical issue. There we go. We are back, and we are rocking here with the mics in the Cowboys podcast studio. Thanks to them for making that happen once again for us. The segment of the nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel. The go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. Carsforkids.org. And Window Nation, buy two, get two free. Here's the Chief with some sports.
Bruce Bochy was ejected today, and that was his first of the season. He was quoted as saying, "I said something I shouldn't have, but I can't say it here. It was time for me to get a timeout."
Crazy play. I mean, Adolis was sure it's a foul ball. He's just standing there in the batter's box as the third baseman goes well into foul territory to pick that thing, and he's like, "I'm going to throw you out, I guess?"
Yeah.
And he did, and Boch was not happy.
No, he was not, and I love that. I love seeing Boch. The passion, the fire is still there. You know, I think if you're an MLB manager on a per season basis, what do you want to be your ejection average? Like, do you think is five a good number? You know, like,
I think
three.
I think you have to be careful here because I think you have to pick and choose how you use them. Maybe your team's going long poorly, and you want to kind of shake things up.
Yeah.
So right. You don't want to use them all early.
So it's case by case, really. Season to season, depending on what the team sort of needs, gut feel.
I think 3 to 5 is probably a good sweet spot.
I think where you want to get kicked out is if somebody throws it when you're batters.
Oh, for sure. When you're standing up for your guy.
Yeah, that's when you want to – what's the guy used to be? Banny? Banny going out there and wanting to attack, you know. I mean, that's
A.J. Hinch.
A.J. Hinch.
It was great with that finger.
Yeah.
You know, that was
that finger, man.
I was thinking about this, though, on the way over when he got ejected and listening to Hicks and Sandy talk about it. And I was like, man, isn't it weird how it's championed in baseball when you get kicked out? But in other sports, it's like, wow, like Luka, how we talk about Luka compared to Boch. Like, Boch. Yeah. When Luka, it's like, dude, get some control, grow up.
Yeah.
Boch just turned 69 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say as a skipper, I would want my average to be 0. I never want to get kicked out. I am the adult here. You need my guidance. But there's something to how it fires up your team.
That's what I'm saying. You got the galvanizer.
It's like a fight in hockey. Yeah. It's a 2-minute penalty. You don't want to do this, but I'm doing this to try and get everybody juiced up.
Right.
Big picture, you know?
Yeah, it's not an advantage to play 4-on-5 hockey at all. But we got to hit the hell out of these guys, and sometimes I'm going to do it a little illegally.
I think when the coach gets kicked out in basketball, I think that has kind of the desired effect. That's the desired effect, because you usually get the coach that, like, you know, rips off the jacket and gets all, you know, worked up, and then the crowd sees what's going on. You know, in baseball, this is the second time that Bochy's been kicked out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in between innings. There was a time last year in a game where Marcus Semien got kicked out. Like, he was arguing balls and strikes.
Yeah.
And Mad Dog went out there. He got kicked out. Bochy got – there's three guys on one argument got kicked
Venables
out.
Venables has, like, five jobs now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They had three guys go – and it was all in between innings.
Well, I think it's because it takes Boch like 8 minutes to walk out there, so he'd like to get kicked out mid-inning.
Yeah. You think if the umpire would walk over to him,
he'd feel a lot better?
Hey, come here. I want you to kick me out, but I can't walk over to you right now.
He's got a very interesting gait every time we see it.
Is that what it's called?
isn't that what you call it?
It's the old swinging gait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like his gait.
Yeah.
Like Tiger's stride. Gait looked good at the Masters the other day. Yeah. It was actually every time Tiger gait. went down to pick up his ball out of the hole is when I felt worst. I felt the saddest for him. Yeah. It was like when you had to get up off the floor every time we were doing the sack toss payoff for you last year, Broadus. Just every time you got off
the
floor.
I can't wait till you're 60 years old.
It was just difficult.
Well, I'll be breathing dirt when you're 60 years old.
No, man, we'll clone you.
Damn right you will be. let's get our bodies prepped for a little draft 101 ski. I did want to address one football thing here. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, apparently the FDA has given its seal of approval for a blood test developed by a particular Abbott Laboratories capable of diagnosing concussions with a 95.6% accuracy.
There we go. Huh.
So the evolution of the concussion test might end up being
a
in real time sideline, you know, in the blue tent deal, blood test. And they're trying to get it to where you only need a drop of it. And they're not at that point yet. They're trying to get to the point where you just need a drop of blood from somebody to get a basically 96% accuracy on what their concussion situation is.
Isn't that terrifying? Like, what's happening to our blood, you know? How can they detect?
There's apparently like certain proteins that release in your body that are specific to once your brain has been through whatever type of impact.
I love what we're doing here, but remember what we just went through with COVID. And think about players and shots and drawing blood and all these things.
Like players would have to agree to this?
Yeah.
Kind of like would players agree?
And maybe you would have players that, I don't want to be a part of this.
That's fair.
Or if you know you have a concussion, I don't want the blood test.
I don't want. Hey, we saw a quarterback get sticked in the ribs and it ended him.
We did?
Yeah. The doctor in
Chargers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was the lung situation that got weird on.
Got punctured.
Shout out to Dr. Chow.
Yeah, got punctured there. So I wonder if this is actually, I think probably 95% of the guys are going to be okay with this. I worry about the 5%.
Okay, fair enough. But I do think that is, it's an interesting development.
No, it is. It's very interesting, and it's probably something that's going to be very worthwhile and prove very beneficial.
Yay,
but
science.
I worry about the 5% of the guys that say, you're not jabbing me with that. No.
Our buddy Dan Rogers at Blocking the Boys tweeted out his Blogging the Boys. He had his, I guess, his ideal.
That's a Green Bay Packers website. Blocking the Boys.
Yeah.
All up and down the field.
Had to get it in there, Chief. Sorry for stepping on you.
Oh man, I wish that wasn't funny.
That was spectacular. Never apologize. That was phenomenal. So he goes Graham Barton in round one. Walchuk is full torque.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. The Eagles do or the Cowboys?
No, this is the Cowboys.
Oh, thank God. I thought you the Eagles did.
No, Eagles.
Thank
I'm
God.
Not doing any Eagles discussion.
Yeah, full
here.
Torque for sure.
And then it is round two, linebacker Michigan, Junior Colson. And Walchuk says, I'd like to flip that and get the other linebacker, Peyton Wilson.
The injured guy.
Injured guy.
Give me the injured guy.
You guys are both down for injured guy linebacker over Michigan linebacker in round two.
This guy.
Okay.
This
Blue
guy,
Star Specials.
Man, this guy has got some rare ability. He really, really does.
If he gets the Luke Kuechly sign of approval, maybe best linebacker since Luke Kuechly when you just watch his tape.
I'm just telling you, he's got those traits, man. I'm just telling you, the guy runs.
He's traitsy.
Very traitsy.
And the history of the Cowboys' second-round pick working anyway, not high.
Okay, do y'all want the injured linebacker, Peyton Wilson, or do you want the injured running back, Jonathan Brooks? There's a question. Which Blue Star special
Wilson's
is for
a better
you?
Player for me.
Okay, so Walchuk's going Wilson. Linebacker.
I have on my stack, I believe I have Wilson higher than the running back, yes.
And you're not window dressing that stack, are you?
I'm not going to window dress that thing.
That's not what you do. That's not what you're about.
Nope. I think I have one at 24, Wilson at 24, and the running back at 28.
Impressive.
Players.
All right. So it's 24. So it's 20, close.
It's close, yeah.
It's close, but you'll both go linebacker there, injured linebacker there.
Yeah, because I'll take my guy Jalen Wright in the third.
Woohoo! All right, 20 minutes away, 21 minutes away from Draft 101, YouTube, 105throughthefan.com.
Bye, guys. We'll see you later. How about that, huh?
Here we go. Yeah. I love it. Okay, when we come back, G-Bag Nation, it'll be time to chat with the Get Right, see what they have cooking for this evening's broadcast. 7 to 11 here on 105 Through the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. Have a big evening coming up here on The Fan. You're going to have the Get Right on the Radio, and you're going to have Brian Wolchuk, Bobby Belt. Looks like Gavin Spittle is over there in the auditorium. It is Draft 101 night. You can watch him live at 105throughthefan.com. They're going to be in the Cowboys film room where they all gather to watch film, and Tolos have congregated here to enjoy the evening. You guys are hilarious on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys text line at 877-881-1053. Always appreciate your guys' engagement with the show, so salute to you. As we chat now with the Get Right, see what they have cooking for this evening. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Yo, doing pretty great, fellas. How about y'all?
We're doing wonderful. You know, we got the draft coming up. We have NBA, NHL playoffs. What do you guys want the Cowboys to do in the draft?
Ooh, that's a great question. I want them to pick up better players in free agency so that we can just go best player available. But now we're just doing wishful thinking. So give me a center or left tackle for the future, and let's build the fortress up front.
Yeah, let's not forget, trade back a few spots. Get an extra pick out of that. Maybe a fourth round or third round or something like that.
Yeah, I'd love that if they could do that. You know, I think they need to build the offensive line, but I also don't imagine them contending as strong as they have over the last couple of years. I think this is going to be like a Cowboys version of a rebuild. So I like the BPA in any way. If there's a blinking light like, hey, this player has a much better chance of being a star, I'm willing to, you know, go away from need significantly right now with this group. Would you guys agree with that? How strong of a contender are they shaping up to be right now in your eyes?
I mean, it does not feel like they're shaping up to be incredibly strong contenders in the same way that they felt like they were last year. But the problem is not maximizing what you have ends up being an issue, right? If you come out and this team is not as good as it was last year, but you manage to maximize the capabilities of what you put out there, I mean, you can still do some level of damage. We've seen it done in the NFL. The problem is I believe that they're capable, or that they will, in fact, do that. But I feel you on the BPA front, but I still think that offensive line should be something that you value highly in this draft, if for no other reason than, you know, this game is at its essence about blocking and tackling. Offensive line, having a strong one, almost feels like it is, the foundation of being good at this thing. And so getting this offensive line back to where it was in previous years, I think is still going to be important, whether it's contending this year or contending in the next 3-4 years, what have you. I think having an offensive line that's strong matters.
Blake, quickly, how surprised would you be if the Lakers beat the Nuggets?
I wouldn't be surprised. The Nuggets said that the Lakers gave them their toughest match last time.
They said that the Timberwolves gave them the toughest match.
Jokic just came out and said that it was the Lakers.
Oh, did he really? Yeah. Okay.
So, I think so he got butt cracked on that one.
Did I?
I don't know. I saw it too, and I thought there's no way he's being serious.
Either way, I even though they got swept, it's not like all four games were a blowout. There was some Jamal Murray going crazy. There was some aberrations in the shooting performance. Would I be surprised? Yes. Would it be the end of the world? No, because I think the Lakers are still a decent team, and they got one of the best players. So wouldn't bet on it happening, but I wouldn't be surprised either.
Did you guys get you some Jack Leiter on TV earlier?
What'd sure did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know people are being harsh on him, but I for a major league debut, I thought he showed some good stuff. Obviously, he didn't throw a perfect game or anything, but I think there's still some things to look forward to.
I like it. What's coming up on the show tonight?
We got a couple of guests coming up, including at 7:20. We'll talk to Law Murray of The Athletic. He covers the Clippers, so we'll get a little bit of insight further into the Clippers. And then also at 9 p.m., a familiar face and a voice, Joey Erickson, to talk a little bit about these Stars. He's from Locked On Stars.
Right on, guys. Have a great night.
Yes, sir.
Cheers.
Yes, sir.
There they go. Reggie and Blake, the Get Right 7-11. Brian and Wolchuk are already in the auditorium at 105thefan.com. You can have Draft 101. You can have the Get Right. It's a choose-your-own-adventure night here on The Fan. Thanks to Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, and Carter Freeman coordinating that video. Till tomorrow at 2, Rangers are going to be in Atlanta, so the pregame will be on tomorrow night about 5:45 right here on 105 Through The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.